This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, I got much to share with you, and then we have a live interview coming up on hour two. During the first and second hour, if you'd like to call in at any time, please stick to the topic or bring something to the topic or take away from something concerning the topic. That number is 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Just wanted to give you a heads up real quick, too, before we jump into this, friends. Interestingly enough, this morning I was looking for some of the articles in which I've covered on the Southern Poverty Law Center, and it's interesting to note, friends, and you can take this across the boards because it's not just the SPLC or the ACLU or other groups, friends, that are subversive to the American government, but you'll see that Google has got them in a favorable light. All negative content, you have to dig for it. Now, on groups such as myself and people such as myself, the first thing that comes up is the negativism. Why? Because that's what they want you to believe. Now, keep in mind, the law is holy, the commandment holy, just, and good. Okay? God's moral law is good. But when the commandment comes, sin revives. Now, I'm saying that for the very purpose that we understand spiritual matters. And also keep in mind that Jesus said, blessed are those that are persecuted for righteousness' sake, and that as well, you're going to be hated for my namesake. Folks, they have, like King David said in Psalm 109, he said, they've hated me for my love. Folks, hate doesn't tell the truth, love does, but the spirit of the world doesn't understand that. So hopefully you have enough discernment to understand that we here understand what comes with the territory, especially when it comes to ministering. You're going to be hated for telling the truth. So it is with the likes of big tech companies, which, by the way, are acting subversively and illegally towards we the people because they are zeroing in on our First Amendment. They are zeroing in, friends, on shutting down all opposition, and we're seeing the manifestation of that take place on a daily basis in this country. Last night, I took the time, not just on a national level, but also on a local level, to get involved in the culture war, the warfare that takes place in this country. Read Ephesians 6:12, beginning there, when you get a moment. And I went to another Islamophobia meeting. And I want to tell you something, friends. I mean, I want that portion of my life back. I went to the St. Cloud State University. And with that said, there was a guy, a speaker from CARE, the CARE organization that is terror tied, Hamas terror tied and funded, as we all well know. And his name is Jelani Hussein, okay? And there was also another woman there. I don't really care what her name was. And she was trying to convince the people at this said meeting at the St. Cloud State University yesterday, all 25 to 30 people that showed up, that for some reason or another, we are to believe that the problem in this country, when she tried to inextricably link whites and Christians, Protestants, to the KKK. Now, we have to keep in mind, friends, Jesus said, many will come in my name, be not deceived. Many will come in my name, be not deceived. Nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Jesus Christ himself did. But it was interesting how she kept polarizing and demonizing white people. And she took to the podium first. And again, folks, it was confusion at best. And when she was talking about making her last point, I look over at my son that came with me, and I just said to him again, I want that portion of my life back. Now, throughout the whole duration of her confusion, her talking points, again, she kept pointing to the white people as being the problem. She kept talking about how the Christians were the problem. A white woman was, okay? She was talking about how the Protestants in this country have always been the problem. And again, linking them to the KKK. Well, it was interesting because during her duration, her drug out 45 minutes of mumbo jumbo, broken speech and confusion, she was talking about how the SPLC and the hate groups, if we want to know who they are, we can just go to the SPLC. Now, what she didn't realize is there was people in that room that knew the difference. And with that said, when she went over to none other than Morris Dease, the founder of Southern Poverty Law Center, do remember that Morris Dease did in fact legal work for the KKK, which is in fact an arm of the Democratic Party in 1961, defending the KKK for their crimes against black Americans. Okay? Yeah, that stumbling block called the truth, that rock of offense called the truth, we must throw in there because it pulls down everything that they're attempting to do. But again, keep in mind they're going to the younger people in colleges where they're attempting to propagandize and to brainwash them into believing that Christian Protestants and white people are the problem. And again, they're inextricably linked to the KKK, okay? Not realizing she was talking out of both sides of her mouth, she called herself a historian who apparently doesn't know history. Maybe she got her history from all of those revised books that are at a fingertip reach in the libraries and those schools of indoctrination called colleges in America today. Again, the reoccurring theme was, in fact, white Christians are the problem. They referenced the SPLC and the list of hate groups. Now, going over to none other than, again, Jelani Hussein, the spokesperson for CARE. I want to kind of lay this out for you because it's important that you understand it. This is the second one that I have gone to concerning this Jelani Hussein. He's a smooth individual. Either he's really ignorant and he's doing this inadvertently, or he knows exactly what he's doing. I'm guessing the latter. He knows exactly what he's doing. This whole meeting was biased. It was controlled. The Q&A was they handed out cards and you had to write down your questions. Every one of their questions, which was about five, were all favorable and biased to their position. There was no objectionable questions whatsoever thrown to Jelani Hussein or this woman that was trying to convince the people that the KKK, white people and Christians, are inextricably linked in defense of hiding behind the SPLC, which is in fact guilty of defending the KKK and their crimes against said black people during the 60s. And that was preceded in date as well. Now, again, in their confusion, they were not able to blurt out the truth because the truth was MIA. It was missing in action. When I come back, I'm going to highlight the CARE founder in the state of Minnesota and the spokesperson, Jelani Hussein. And I'm going to give you a little of his talk as well, friends, because they did nothing but to put themselves in the position of the victims from the beginning of their speeches to the very end of their speeches, when in fact, the only victim that they are of is the law.
The Sons and Daughters of Liberty. I know you've heard that name before, but who are they and what does that have to do with the Sons of Liberty? The Sons and Daughters of Liberty are a group of faithful men and women who have decided to do something about the problems that we see in America today. They are those who have made it a point to faithfully support our ministry on a monthly basis. They have said, I am tired of hearing about all the problems. It's time for me to be a part of the answers. They choose whatever level of giving is right for them and are consistently part of a team that is reaching this nation with the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you can be a part of it too. How do you join the team? Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button. There are different levels of membership for you to choose from, or you can create your own and plug in the amount that's right for you. Join today and have the satisfaction of knowing that you're doing your part to create a better future for tomorrow and our posterity. We thank God for each and every one of our faithful supporters and hope that you will join together with us to restore this nation back unto Christ, the only hope for America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. We are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, this is Michael Bresciani. I'm the editor of the AmericanProphet.org. We originally begun to feature the articles and the materials of Bradley Dean, and we're just glad to have him. He has a strong vision for the nation and is witness to young people in his national tours to high school and college campuses.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. You can also jump over to our Facebook account, which is Bradley Dean, double E Bradley Dean. Twitter is Bradley Dean 1. As well, friends, if you'd like to jump over on Sons of Liberty Media YouTube, do yourself a favor. We have several hundred videos that we put out, mostly on a weekly basis, educating the people as to what the problem is in this country. Not magnifying the problem, just exposing the problem with the use of the law, Romans 3:20. And with that said, friends, what we're doing also is giving you the resolve if you're willing to move on the issues at hand. Sons of Liberty Media, YouTube, sonsofliberty.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and if you'd like to call in again at any time, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. Second hour, we're going to be talking to Ron Brandt. He is a former Arizona Minuteman and a very well-informed individual, and we're going to go ahead and open it up to him as to what's going on. He's going to share with us what's going on, not just in the state of Minnesota here, but across the boards in the United States of America, folks, because it's getting very serious, and we can see the federal government is, in fact, the ones alluring these illegals and immigrants into the United States of America all on your dime. You're going to have to listen for yourself. That, again, coming up on hour two. I'm also going to get the voter fraud before the end of hour one, and hopefully I'm also going to share with you NAFTA in the wall. I'm going to play some audio for you on that as well, again, to show you who's responsible for the issues at hand. I have highlighted 100,000 times over in the last 17 years, media and government, circus of politics, agents and actors, friends, are the ones that are responsible for creating the domestic insurrection and this continual warfare in America. Until you deal with media and the big tech companies and corruption in government, nothing's going to change. It's just that simple. I was just highlighting during the first segment, I went to see Jelani Hussein, an Islamophobia meeting at St. Cloud State University. Again, there's about 30 people there. And the first speaker, of course, was a woman that was trying to link Christians and white people to the KKK. And let me make make distinction here so you can understand. Regardless if they called themselves Christians or not, nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Jesus Christ himself did. As a matter of fact, the very people that claimed that they belonged to God and the seed of Abraham, the Pharisees of the day, they were the ones that were responsible for crucifying Jesus Christ. So don't forget it. And also read 2 Corinthians 11:14 when you get a moment. And we are to judge them by their fruits. Matthew 7:16. We're not to judge them by what they declare they are, but what they're doing. Because the enemy likes to corrupt the fruit, and he wants to deceive you into believing that it's Christians doing it. No, it's a lack of Christianity. Going back over to Jelani Hussein, the speaker for CARE Minnesota, the meeting was based on nothing but farce and bias. Again, they put themselves in a position of being the victim. And I've shared with you on that front as well, it's totalitarianism. They don't have the shield. They, in fact, have the spear. It's interesting to note Mr. Jelani Hussein kept talking about our democracy as well. Folks, we're not ruled as a democracy. We're ruled by an empire law, said John Adams, the second president of the United States of America. We are, in fact, a constitutional republic. And this is exactly why these people are confused, because the presupposition is that there is no God. And if there is, it's their false gods. And folks, just for the record, when you open the doors to this kind of falsities concerning false gods coming into America, they're not here to assimilate. They're here to conquer. And if you read Judges 5:8, you'll see that when there's other gods within the gate, there's going to be war. And this is why there is warfare. But they are playing the victims when, in fact, they're the ones trying to conquer. And there are people in this country that are not going to put up with it. You'll find out more about that concerning the topic after the first hour here, up and coming on hour two. I also wanted to share with you that Jelani Hussein, the spokesperson for CARE Minnesota, which again is a Hamas terror-tied group, as we all know, and we all know that they're here to conquer, and they've infiltrated the United States of America. There's no question about it. With that said, they also, Mr. Hussein did, bring up a point of how the Muslims are basically being called out because of websites that are calling out these Muslim groups that are in fact terror tied. Again, there's groups in America that are not putting up with this, and what they're doing is they're going to their websites and finding out on their websites that you can in fact find out where these Muslim groups that are attempting to infiltrate America are. Well, Mr. Hussein wanted to make it a point that it's because of these sites that many Muslims in the United States of America have been targeted. And then in his confusion, he blurts out that, you know, going over to the hate group found, the hate group list found on SPLC, Southern Poverty Law Center's hate group list, he started to highlight those in Minnesota. But what he forgot, do you remember, friends, some time ago? Actually, I wrote this article back in June 26th of 2015. So we're going back to probably 2015 here. But do you remember when Floyd Corkins, a homosexual activist, walked into the lobby of the Family Research Council? It was back in 2012, forgive me. But Floyd Corkins, a homosexual activist, he went into the Family Research Council in August of 2012 with a semi-automatic pistol and a backpack filled with 100 rounds of ammunition, and he included 15 Chick-fil-A sandwiches. Corkins shot the Family Research Council's security guard, Leo Johnson, who then successfully subdued him before he was taken into custody. During the interrogation, you can watch it online if you'd like, Corkins stated that he intended to kill as many as possible and smear the Chick-fil-A sandwiches into the victims' faces. Okay? These are the people that are hiding behind the SPLC. They went to the SPLC's hate group list that SPLC is targeting people that expose them for who they are, friends, as being subversive and unlawful in this country concerning what they advocate. Okay. He went to the site. He found out that Family Research was a part of the SPLC's hate group list. He got the address. He drove over to Family Research, and he intended to kill 100 people. Okay. And then smear Chick-fil-A sandwiches in their corpses, on their faces. Gorkin stated that he wanted to kill as many as possible and smear the Chick-fil-A sandwiches in victims' faces. Prosecutors said that Corkin's plan to leave the FRC after the attack and go to another conservative group, a lawful group, to continue the reign of terror. A handwritten list of three other groups was found with Corkin's belongings. An investigation of Corkin's computer found that he identified his targets on the Southern Poverty Law Center's website. Okay. So Mr. Jelani Hussein and this woman that was inextricably linking whites and Christians to the KKK, they might want to do a little homework before they use the SPLC as some sort of defense. Also keep in mind the SPLC, why they have not been charged for this. I know not why. But Mark Potok, the director of intelligence over at the SPLC, stated, sometimes the press will describe us as monitoring hate groups and so on, hate crimes and so on. I want to say plainly that our aim in life is to destroy these groups. They just told on themselves to completely destroy them. See, this is the old Joseph Goebbels tactic. Accuse the other side of what you're guilty of. And folks, I want to remind you that they are going to the colleges throughout the United States of America, and they are brainwashing the younger people that somehow they're the victims. Apparently, Mr. Jelani Hussein forgot about this Muslim at Crossroads in St. Cloud, just down the street from where we were yesterday, where a Muslim dressed up as a security guard, and he took two knives, one for each hand, and began to stab people that refused to advocate or confess that Muhammad and Allah was God. And, of course, an off-duty police officer shot him dead right then and there. Or maybe he forgot about the 100 Somalians that were at Valley Fair during Police Appreciation Day last month, where they broke through the gates. The park had to be evacuated. It was said that these young Somalian teenagers and young adults, all men, by the way, were terrorizing children and families. Helicopters had to be brought in. Over 262 police were on the scene. And folks, not one word of the responsible party, not one word of the responsible party, I said, was brought forth on the local CIA-controlled media. Not a word. Or maybe they forgot about, I don't know, maybe Jelani Hussein forgot about the Muslims that were at the Mall of America celebrating Eid. And maybe they just forgot about the Muslims running in, a couple hundred of them, terrorizing people throughout the Mall of America. I don't know. Or maybe they forgot, Mr. Hussein forgot about the woman that was stabbed by a Somalian over 16 times in Uptown, Minnesota here. I don't know. I'm just reminding him of what he forgot to tell the people.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. It's been 1 week since the deadly shooting of 11 worshipers at the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh. Rabbi Jeffrey Myers presided over the services for 97-year-old Rose Malinger, the last of the victims to be buried and the oldest victim.
This is the last funeral, and every time I do one, particularly when for me, because I'm also a chanter, when I chant a memorial prayer, it takes a piece of my soul away, and I have no more left to give.
Malinger, who once served as the school secretary at Tree of Life, was a fixture there for 60 years, regularly attending worship services with her family. Midterm elections generally tend to draw out an older, wider electorate, but Jake Evans says this year will be different.
Well, at least in Georgia, and I'm president of the Young Republicans, there's a lot of interest in the gubernatorial election.
And he says millennials are now the largest voting bloc. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, you have us running as the number one radio show right now out of 87 other radio programs on Genesis Communication Networks on over 103 outlets in the United States of America and broadcasting into 53 countries as well. We thank you for your trust. We appreciate you. We really do. If you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Moving on here, I want to go to a flashback. Taking it line upon line, we went to the Islamophobia meeting yesterday. And it's interesting how they were attacking white Christians. Okay, 86% of America, the Somalians were. They're attacking America. You need to understand, they're attacking. The problem are white Christians in America. Okay? And that's exactly who they kept highlighting as the problem and who's always been the problem. And this is what they're teaching the young people. Okay, this is what they're indoctrinating into the minds of the young people in colleges throughout the United States of America. One of the things that many people are talking about right now is how in the state of Minnesota alone, and again, take a glance at your own country or your own state. Our forefathers, by the way, used to call their own states countries. I don't know if you know that or not. My country. Massachusetts, sir, said John Adams. But with that said, you need to take the time to see what's going on in your particular state, because rest assured, if it's not there now, it's coming. And again, all on the dime of the federal government, and you will hear that during hour two, without a doubt. Keith Ellison's name has been brought up. Wherever you look in the state of Minnesota, friends, literally, Doug Wardlow. He is Keith Ellison's competition. He is the one running for the AG's office in the state of Minnesota. Just think about this. Keith Ellison, unqualified, unlicensed, by the way. Allegations come out from two different women concerning domestic abuse, and he's running for, he moved from his congressional seat in District 5, I believe, to the AG's office. In other words, someone gave him the nod. He would have never left in a million years had not someone given him the nod. And rest assured, I'm right, and I know I'm right. With that said, people are worrying about voter fraud. I mean, people hands down know that Wardlow's going to win this thing. He's leading the polls. But I want to show you how this works, because a lot of people don't understand that there is rigged voting machines. Now, what I want to do is I want to go back. This is on Sons of Liberty Media. It's a flashback. Computer programmer testifies that he rigged voting machines. And, of course, it's a blast from the past that people need to be aware of today during the voting season. Clinton Eugene Clint, they call him, Curtis, is an American attorney, computer programmer, and an ex-employee of NASA and ExxonMobil. Okay, ExxonMobil. He told the world in open testimony that voting machines are not only hackable to determine an election, but that he designed the program to do it himself back in 2000. So, folks, here is another one of those, and this is how we always give it on the sonsoflibertymedia.com to indemnify any questions or debates or questions as to was that true as to what we said somebody said. Well, we want you to hear it for yourself. Listen to Mr. Clinton, Eugene Clint Curtis, and his testimony back in 2000.
Mr. Curtis, would you please state your full name for the record?
My name is Clinton Eugene Curtis.
And where do you reside?
Tallahassee, Florida.
And what is your profession?
I'm a computer programmer.
Would you please speak into the microphone so the audience can hear your testimony?
I'm a computer programmer.
Mr. Curtis, are there programs that can be used to secretly fix elections?
Yes.
How do you know that to be the case?
Because in October of 2000, I wrote a prototype for President Congressman Tom Feeney at the company I worked for in Oviedo, Florida, that did just that.
And when you say did just that, it would rig an election?
It would flip the vote 51-49 to whoever you wanted it to go to and whichever race you wanted to win.
And would that program
okay, just stop for a second.
Be something
it
that
would flip the vote 51-49? He said it would split in the favor of the person that he wanted to win. In other words, the person that won was the one that paid to actually rig the election polling machines. This is the guy that actually made the machine. Okay. And by the way, forgive me, this was back in 2006. Go on.
Whoever you wanted it to go to and whichever race you wanted to win.
And would that program that you designed be something that elections officials that might be on county boards of elections could detect?
They'd never see it.
They'd never see it.
Mr. Would you answer that question once again?
They would never see it.
So how would such a program, a secret program that fixes the election, how could it be detected?
You would have to view it either in the source code or you'd have to have a receipt and then count the hard paper against the actual vote total. Other than that, you won't see it.
All right, Mr. Curtis, if you had been asked, you or others with your professional expertise had been asked to design a protected program that would protect the Ohio elections from against such software to fix the election, could you have done so?
If we've been asked to make a program that can fix the election, sure, anybody can do it.
No, could you have designed a program or a procedure or a protocol that would have protected Ohio against this kind of rigging?
No, you have to look at the source code. You have to get probably programmers from both or all parties to look at the source code and determine if there's anything in it that shouldn't be there. I mean, it's a simple program. You're adding one to a person's total. It's 100 lines of code tops.
All right. Are you aware of whether there was any protective action in Ohio against this kind of vote rigging through software?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't know.
You were not asked to assist in the development of any protective system. Is that correct?
No, I was not.
In Europe, have you reviewed at all the election results in Ohio?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Given the availability of such vote rigging software, and the testimony that has been given under oath of substantial statistical anomalies and gross differences between exit polling data and the actual tabulated results. Do you have an opinion whether or not the Ohio election, presidential election, was hacked?
Yes, I would say it was. I mean, if you have exit polling data that is significantly off from the votes, then it's probably hacked.
And your testimony is under oath?
Yes, sir.
And the testimony you've given is true?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
You know, it's interesting, friends. He just told the world that he's the one that made the system that could rig the elections. He's the one that said, friends, that he could determine a 51-49 split in favor of the person that he wanted to win. How come very few people are even talking about this? This was in 2006. The guy, Clint Eugene Curtis, an attorney, a computer programmer, and an ex-employee of NASA, and ExxonMobil, told you, America, in an open testimony that voting machines are not only hackable to determine an election, but that he designed the program to do so back in 2000. That might help you understand, too, friends, why the votes always split. You know how you always hear, it's really close. It's neck to neck. We hear this all the time. It's neck to neck. 51-49, and then all of a sudden, the winner comes out, and guess who it was? And guess what we're hearing today in the state of Minnesota between Keith Ellison and Doug Wardlow? Doug Wardlow's on the lead just by a bit. He's ahead of the game just a little bit in the voting polls. You know, folks, I want to tell you something. This explains Barack Hussein Obama. This explains George W. Bush. This explains Hillary Clinton. This explains a plethora of other corrupt politicians that you all the while know are corrupt. John 8:44. Read it when you get a moment. This explains in the state of Minnesota why we have a Governor Dayton, who is an empty uniform, literally an empty uniform. I mean, there's a body there, but there's nothing inside, friends. Rest assured. This explains Al Franken in the state of Minnesota. And you can rest assured we're going to see this come to play in the up-and-coming days as well, friends. You know, you hear about how liberal the Midwest is and how liberal, as they say, lawless is really what it comes down to, right? Liberal within itself, the definition is good, but it's been revised and distorted to now mean something bad and negative. Okay, liberal is good. I'm a liberal person. I give of my life because I love God and I love man. He's very liberal in what he does. I live, breathe, ministry. That kind of a definition, right? Exhibited. Okay, now liberal means they're just lawless people. They call them the left, you know. And what's interesting here is we're going to see this come into play again in the up-and-coming days. But I can tell you right now, Keith Ellison was given the nod to jump from being a congressman to the attorney general's office. We see the media in the state of Minnesota, the Pioneer Press, the Star and Tribune, and others in the CIA-controlled media that are biased against Doug Wardlow, biased against Jeff Johnson, and they totally advocate these other players, Tim Walz and Keith Ellison. We also found out that in the Star and Tribune, their headquarters, they had a huge picture, a mural, believe this or not, friends, a mural of Ilhan Omar, who is running for Keith Ellison's seat in the state of Minnesota, which in fact was just called out. Again, this just came out recently. Ilhan Omar is being called into question for a misappropriation of funds. Okay. She is being called out with, in fact, friends, she did divorce her brother. She married her brother. But folks, I'm here to tell you right now, we're going to see this come into play in just a couple days here. We need to pay attention about and two, what's taking place in the United States of America, because there's voting fraud across the boards. It's enough that the people know there was an election. The people who cast the votes decide nothing, said Joseph Stalin. The people who count the votes decide everything. Beware.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-07 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Michael Anderson. I am a Marine Corps veteran and contributing writer at Sons of Liberty Media. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are on the leading edge, explaining the power of the Constitution and the biblical principles that made America the greatest country on earth. I'm proud to be a contributor with Bradley and his team as they spread the message of the truths found in the Constitution to thousands of Americans.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. We're going to have Ron Branston on Hour 2 exposing what's going on here, not just in the state of Minnesota, but also in the United States of America. Hang on for that. You're not going to want to miss that. It's really, really good stuff. With that said, I want to go to the next point. We're seeing a lot of this. A lot of scare and fear in the American people concerning what's going on the southern border right now. And rightfully so. You know, the fact of the matter is your sin's finding you out, America, Numbers 32:23. No question about it. Also read Deuteronomy 28, verse 43, Leviticus 26, verse 15, and going back to Deuteronomy 28, verse 63. 28:63, and did I say 28:43? Let's go there. Yesterday, I had posted a meme on a live feed of a bunch of Hondurans, illegals, coming into America. Now, this is what it says. It says, imagine if these people marched on their own government and demanded change. It's a picture of a huge procession of thousands of people coming to America. Okay, that's what we're being told by the media. Instead of marching towards ours and demanding charity, again it says, imagine if these people marched on their own government and demanded change, instead of marching towards ours and demanding charity. Now, I wrote back, and just imagine if the President of the United States would bring in the rule of law that he promised, you wouldn't be having this conversation right now. See, this is how it works when you know the difference. Commander-in-chief has meaning. I got about 5,000 shares. Let me click onto it real quick. I want to see how many comments I had. Hundreds of comments, and I don't have time to go through all that right now. But it's interesting that these people, and you're going to find this out on hour two, and during hour two, these people are being allured into the United States on your dime. This is sleight of hand by federal government. And by the way, it's also been the federal allurement, the allocation of funds to allure these people in, has gone up, I believe, six points. So it's not gone down, it's gone up. So again, all you Trumpites might want to wake up as to what's going on, because we looked at the $1.3 trillion omnibus bill, and guess what? In that omnibus bill, they call it pork, right? No, we call it lies and deception, because that's exactly what it is. But that bill was signed aiding and alluring these people into the United States of America. That's why they're coming. Everything is all-inclusive, friends, from housing to cash, to food stamps, to a new vehicle, to not paying taxes for 7 years, and even having their school being paid for, their schooling. And this, again, this budget was increased under the present administration. So don't play the fool. I want to play some audio for you real quick. I want to tee this up a little bit more, though. And I want you to understand what the government in this country has been doing for years under NAFTA. Again, don't play the fools, America. Or Americans, your government has been at work destroying your borders for years under NAFTA. And NAFTA was sold to you as the goal of NAFTA was to eliminate barriers to trade and investment between the U.S., Canada, and Mexico. No, they want to destroy, friends, American sovereignty. They want to make it one continent. Okay? Again, America, remember what George Soros said. The main obstacle to the New World Order is America. This is all by design. It's being played by the actors in the new administration. And this is factual information that I'm giving you, friends. Cross-check everything I'm telling you. I encourage you to do so. So you can see and find for yourselves that you are being duped by ill-designing men. But I want you to listen to this audio. And again, you'll notice the word NAFTA was brought up. And again, they put it in a positive light. And it's interesting because we were told just recently that Donald Trump, man, he just ripped up NAFTA. Here's what's in the New Deal. Yep. We've seen Donald Trump say one thing, and we've seen him do just the exact opposite. He was going to get rid of, for example, one example of many, friends. He's pro-Second Amendment. We see that there's been 55 bills signed in 26 different states by a majority of Republicans in the first 500 days for new gun legislation in an attempt to incrementally disarm the American people. We've seen him do the same thing with abortion. He said we just can't have partial birth abortion. We've seen that just recently, friends, last month, he actually signed another omnibus bill, fully funding Planned Parenthood and baby research. So he's doing the opposite of what he's saying that he's doing here. He does one good thing in the light of the people, and then he does four others in contrast or in direct contrast to his promises that he sold to you on the campaign trail. Listen to this, friends. We have about 5 minutes left, and I'm going to play it out. I'll come back on right before the end of the first hour here, and we got hour two coming up on the other side with Ron Branston. Check this out.
For Productions present America's Great Wall. For decades, politicians have been promising to secure America's borders.
We all agree on the need to better secure the border and to punish employers who choose to hire illegal immigrants. We are a generous and welcoming people here in the United States, but those who enter the country illegally and those who employ them disrespect the rule of law.
I think we can enforce our borders.
This is Feinstein.
I think we should enforce our
California.
Borders. To have a situation where 40% of the babies born on Medicaid in California today are born of illegal immigrants creates a very real problem for the state, which is in deficit.
Look, of course you can enforce the borders.
Let me finish.
I agree.
We have 17% of our prison population at a cost of 300 million a year, the illegal immigrants who come here and commit felonies? That's not what this nation
but
is all about.
Of course.
Rather than making them, or talking about putting up a fence.
This is Ronald Reagan.
Why don't we work out some recognition of our mutual problems, make it possible for them to come here legally with a work permit, and then while they're working and earning here, they pay taxes here. And when they go on to go back, they can go back and they can cross and open the border both ways.
Mexico is such an important
Hillary Clinton.
Problem. Mexican government's policies are pushing migration north. There isn't any sensible approach except to do what we need to do simultaneously, you know, secure our borders with technology, personnel, physical barriers if necessary in some places, and we need to have tougher employer sanctions, and we need to try to incentivize Mexico to do more. If they've committed transgressions of whatever kind, they should be obviously deported.
But it's a completely different story once those politicians are elected.
Past efforts of reform
George W.
did not
Bush.
Do enough to secure our nation's borders. As a result, many people have been able to sneak in to this country.
You know, they said we needed to triple the Border Patrol. Or now they're going to say we need to quadruple the Border Patrol. Or they'll want a higher fence.
Obama.
Maybe they'll need a moat. Maybe they want alligators in the moat.
But it is true our borders are out of control.
Ronald Reagan.
It is also true that this has been a situation on our borders back through a number of administrations. And I supported this bill. I believe in the idea of amnesty.
Hiding behind walls at a time that technology
Kerry, John Kerry.
That impossible to do and unwise to even attempt.
We can't wall ourselves off from the problems
Biden,
that are not
Joe Biden.
Borders. The threat of communicable disease like Zika, drug trafficking, climate change. No wall can be built. None.
Drug and human smuggling, home invasion,
John Cain,
murder.
McCain.
We're outmanned. Of all the illegals in America, more than half come through Arizona.
Have we got the right plan?
Plan's perfect. You bring troops, state, county, and local law enforcement together.
And complete the dang fence.
It'll work this time. Senator, you're one of us.
What are the true meanings of the words of politicians, and why would they want open borders and amnesty? Here is the short version. It's called NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement. A globalization and its superhighways running from Mexico through the United States all the way up to Canada and Alaska. Proponents of the agreement argued that free trade would provide an economic benefit to all. But unfortunately, it was never about free trade, but rather the creation of a North American Union. Do you notice there are no borders that delineate national jurisdictions? But let's have this president tell us the true story.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order, a world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be.
When we are successful, we will be, said George Herschel Walker Bush. And that's all you have to do, friends, is look at who his daddy was to understand exactly what's being played out here. And we can see it transpire in front of our faces. And again, going back to Donald Trump, he's a New World Order advocate, friends, a globalist. So don't sit there and play and undo yourself, friends, by going along to get along and play the fool to, again, ill-designing men. By the way, heaven has walls, America. God is very much a nationalist. And also keep in mind, if you want to look in immigration laws in the Bible, Leviticus 19:34 make reference. Hour 2 coming up. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.